Vermont's newspapers are in a tough spot. Already facing enormous financial challenges, the economic fallout from the coronavirus has made it even harder for them to cover what may be the story of the century. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
The headline in this week's Waterbury Record announced it would be the Community Weekly's last issue. The paper said it had struggled financially since its inception 13 years ago, but that the coronavirus pandemic had forced it to suspend operations. You see, with restaurants closed for all but takeout, theaters shuttered, and stores no longer touting big sales, there's much less need to advertise, and that's hit newspapers hard.
All the papers are in the same boat.
That's Fred Rutberg, president of New England Newspapers, which publishes the Brattleboro Reformer, Bennington Banner, and Manchester Journal. Rutberg says starting last week, customers began canceling ads they'd already booked.
It started cascading. And so the beginning of last week, we made some decisions. We asked everyone to take a five-day furlough, and we've adjusted some of our page counts.
He says the decision will impact everyone in their organization over the next 5 weeks.
From the press room, the mail room, right up through the newsroom, right up through the executive wing, everyone.
7 Days announced this week that they were laying off 7 employees. Publisher Paula Routley told readers the temporary cuts amounted to close to 15% of the paper's staff. According to Routley, 30% of the paper's advertising comes from events and ads from restaurants and other businesses that rely on people gathering. In the company's 25-year history, she said the paper had only previously laid off 1 employee during the 2008 recession. Nearly every day in the past week, a newspaper in Vermont has announced cuts. Angelo Lynn, publisher of the Addison Independent, which is printed twice weekly, announced the paper will temporarily suspend its Monday edition, which he said traditionally covered lots of sports and entertainment news, content that Lynn said doesn't exist right now.
So we're taking the other pages and just putting them in the Thursday paper, and at the same time using our staff time to create more digital news.
Electronic newsletters that Lynn said will better cover how the rapidly changing coronavirus is affecting local businesses and the community. Lynn said drops in revenue may force them to implement short-term furloughs as well. The Valley News, which is published in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, announced this week that it was laying off staff and reducing hours for some employees, as well as producing more news in coordination with its sister publication, the Concord Monitor. Last week, the Rutland Herald and Barry Times Argus laid off 20 staffers for a 2-week period, and publication was being reduced from 5 to 3 days a week. Publisher Steve Pappas told readers the paper would continue to publish news online 7 days a week. Yvonne Daly, a veteran journalist who worked for the Herald for many years, says considering what papers are up against, she's grateful for that.
I hope their reporters are staying safe and the editors and the rest of the staff. I know it's a really difficult time for journalism.
The Williston Observer has launched a GoFundMe page to help it through the COVID-19 crisis. So far, the paper has raised more than $1,600 of its $45,000 goal. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.